The Department of Public Enterprises and Eskom finally came out after several days of stage 4 load shedding to give the public some insights as to what's going on. The power outages have wreaked havoc on productivity in the economy, with workers crying about traffic, and on a personal level, people waking up uncertain as to whether they'll be able to have a warm bath or shower. This comes just ahead of Eskom levying even higher tariffs on its customers come April the 1st, while the majority of South Africans will see those tariffs reflected in July. Minister Pravin Gordhan admitted that the communication around what's been happening had not been forthcoming, but that it would be better going forward. He's asked for the South African public to be patient, and he said he nor Eskom's board are able to indicate when we'll be out of this crisis. Well, to unpack what came out of the press conference earlier today, I'm joined on the line by Roger Lilly. He's the editor of energy specialist publication EE Publishers. Thanks very much for joining us, Roger. So Eskom has some 45,000 megawatts of installed power, between 45 and 48,000. Those are the numbers that I've heard. But it was made clear today that only they don't have about 17,000 megawatts available. What were the reasons given for this?
Good evening. Yes, in fact, the figures that were given was 48,000 of installed capacity and 28,000 available, with a shortfall of 20,000 megawatts. Right. Right now, South Africa needs about 36,000 megawatts. And so at 28, we're about 8,000 megawatts short.
Hmm.
Part of that problem has arisen because of the tornado or cyclone that hit Mozambique, and knocked down some power lines. So we lost 1,100 megawatts there. But 1,100 megawatts is not a lot compared to what the shortfall is. And so, yes, there are technical problems, and many of these technical problems are still being investigated by this technical team that was appointed recently.
Yeah.
I'm given to understand there's about 14 engineers who are apparently visiting the power stations and compiling a report for the minister.
Roger, one of our listeners says they're having sleepless nights about this whole issue as they run a small business, and they want to know specifically, what does stage 5 and 6 load shedding mean, just in case we get there?
Okay, so the numbers indicate the amount of 1,000 megawatts that we're going to lose. So stage 4 is 4,000 megawatts. Stage 5 would then be 5,000 megawatts, 6 would be 6,000 megawatts, and so on. And it works down the same way. So stage 1 is 1,000 megawatts.
And
now,
what that means is
that larger areas are switched off at the same time in order to reduce the load.
And does it also mean, Roger, that if you're at stage 5 and 6, that the load shedding goes on for longer? So generally we're used to being without power for maybe 4 hours, but at those levels, would it be for a longer period?
That depends very much on how Eskom decide to manage it. Right now, that hasn't been the case. So when they moved from 1,000 to 2,000, or from stage 1 to 2,000 to stage 2 and 3 and 4, they didn't extend the period, but they simply include greater areas running at the same time, which means that in some cases, users suffer more than one bout of load shedding within a 24-hour period.
Mm.
And that, of course, is highly annoying. Now, you asked a very important question regarding small business, because the government has been promoting this whole thing of small businesses basically running the economy and growing the economy.
Mm.
But it's these small businesses that are the biggest victims, because they don't have the resources to make another plan, to put solar panels on the roof or buy a big diesel generator or whatever it is.
Mm.
And so when the power goes off, then that's it. And in some cases, they shut the doors because, you know, the place is dark and it's insecure and they can't transact anyway because they can't use their credit card machines, they can't run the cash register, the refrigerators stop running, whatever type of business they have. And then on top of that, you know, you have another situation where if the material is busy being processed when the power goes off, that material is damaged or lost.
Yes.
So they suffer not just loss of sales, but loss of raw materials as well. So they have a double whammy expense.
It's a nightmare, Roger. What did they say they're going to do in terms of getting on top of their maintenance backlogs? I mean, which is ultimately the reason we're in the mess that we're in right now. And do they have sufficient capacity to get to the root of the problems?
Okay, so in terms of maintenance, the only way they can do maintenance is by shutting power stations down, which will create load shedding because there is insufficient generating capacity, so that it can cool down so that people can actually work there. You know, these boilers operate at about 2,000 degrees centigrade, so you can't just go and work there while they're on. So that's the one option. However, there is two other problems, and that is that Eskom has a shortage of spare parts. So even if the power station is closed down for maintenance, they don't have the parts necessary to replace the worn-out ones. And secondly, they don't have the money to buy the spare parts or to employ the necessary skills to do the job. So Eskom really is in a very difficult predicament right now.
Do you think that 23 billion rand that National Treasury offered to Eskom on a yearly basis starting this year, do you think it barely scratches the surface in terms of what they need?
It does scratch the surface only because Eskom's biggest single expense is actually servicing the debt. Eskom has 419 billion rands worth of debt, and they have to pay the monthly repayment the way you and I pay the bond every month. And right now, the sale of electricity does not generate sufficient income to cover all their expenses, including the repayment of that loan. And so they're trying to defer payments, they're trying to renegotiate deals, but all that happens is the interest rate goes up. And so they're in this trap that's going to be there forever. I don't know if you saw, but there was a headline today that Eskom has decided that it's going to apply for yet another loan, $6.9 billion,
I did,
to try and finish the Dupi.
It's crazy, absolutely crazy. It was quite sad to hear them talk about Kusile and Medupi, saying that, you know, basically they were implying that these power stations are more of a burden than they are an asset, and they're just not able to produce at the capacity that, you know, had been hoped for, and yet Eskom is having to pay down all this debt because of the building of those particular power stations, and they're not delivering.
Yes, that's correct. The problem at Kusile, for example, is a classic example. This is a 4,800-watt megawatt power station that is about 15 years old now since construction started, and one of its units is running, so we have 800 megawatts out of it. And one of six, and that we don't even have reliably. Medupi has three running after the same sort of period of time. These were supposed to have been completed 5 years ago, and at a fraction of the cost of what they have cost. And I think that's where the money has gone, where the maintenance budget they've poured money into Medupi and Kusile and Ingula to try and get these new power stations running so that they can close some of the older, inefficient, unreliable stations, and it's backfired.
Roger, I think the key thing before we finish, I think the key thing that people want a sense of, was there any reassurance coming out around how long we're going to have to suffer with these outages? And was there any indication that we're going to get to load shedding stage 5 and 6? Because I did see headlines to that effect, but I didn't necessarily hear that myself.
No, and you're right. I didn't hear that either. But what I did hear was that I heard that they're spending 5 billion rand every half year on diesel to try and keep the lights on with their peaking plant. And the concern is that if one of those peaking plants was to fail or trip out, then we have no backup anymore. So, right now, the longest I've heard is 5 years. Whether it'll really take that long remains to be seen. Of course, now at the same time, we're going to have this big increase in rate, in tariff,
yes,
which is going to amount to about 13.8%. Of course, one can offset that by the fact that when the lights go off, for example, I'm sitting here in the dark at the moment speaking to you on the telephone. but when the lights go off, my meter stops turning. And if you do the calculation, then 4 hours out of 24 is about 12%, and so it'll offset the increase. So maybe I won't pay any more in tariffs because I don't have, my meter won't be running that long. Every 24-hour cycle. But anyway,
Well, let's hope that it works out like that, because I think it's quite difficult for ordinary folk to work it out, you know, if we were to be strict about it.
Yeah, look, it's very serious. I mean, Eskom has found itself in a situation where it's got structural, operational and financial problems and challenges that it really is not finding easy to overcome. And the problem is that, we can't borrow power from our neighbours as European countries can. And even the little bit that we got from Mozambique, we've now lost.
So yeah.
My heart actually goes out to Jabu Mabuza, because I think he's doing the best he can and he's really inherited a pup.
Yeah, no, it's a nightmare indeed. Thanks very much, Roger, for your insights. That was Roger Lilly. He's the editor of Energy Specialist Publication, EE Publishers.